News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The Benton Harbor Area Schools Board of Education wants to continue working with the state on finding a solution to the school district's problems. At a meeting this morning, the board turned down a May 24th proposal from the governor's office to close the high school in exchange for debt relief. The deadline for the board's decision was at the end of today. Reading the motion, Board Vice President Joseph Taylor said the board would prefer not to issue a response out of a concern of dividing the community, but its attorney advised a response was needed.
We believe the board may advise the governor's office that it will not agree to the proposed plan that includes closing the high school within the district and busing our students to other school districts within the county.
Taylor's motion to turn down the plan was approved unanimously. He went on to say the board wants to submit to the state more details of its own third option for keeping the high school open. Board President Stephen Mitchell told us a meeting on Wednesday with the lieutenant governor left him feeling optimistic.
They did not reject the plan. They more or less liked the plan. However, they wanted some additional meat put on the bones, so to speak. So we're going to revise it somewhat to accommodate MDE's questions and concerns.
Whitmer administration spokesperson Tiffany Brown issued a statement after today's meeting saying, quote, the state is currently reviewing the plan that the Benton Harbor School Board put on the table this week, and the governor plans to continue working with the school board to ensure K through 8 students have the support they need and to ensure high school students are on track to graduate post-secondary with a degree or skills certification. Meanwhile, school trustees say they've been encouraged by the outpouring of community support as they work to keep the high school open. After today's meeting, we caught up with Benton Harbor High School mentor and former district student Tracy Burton, who told us, it's been good to see the community engagement.
While I don't know what the government is going to do, what the state is going to do, I know that our community is stepping up to the plate. And even people that live outside of Benton Harbor right now are writing about us, are talking about us, and looking to support us in various different ways.
As for the national attention being turned toward the district,
it's been overwhelming in the best way possible. It's almost like Benton Harbor has been put on the map. And we're targeted many different ways, but we're also very strong and very resilient. Bottom line, Benton Harbor education and our students come first and should always remain that way.
Burton said the high school students that she talks to want to keep their school in their own community. Farmers in Michigan have never seen such a wet planting season. That's the word from those who watch the ag business, like Michigan State University Extension's Paul Gross. He says the state has 20 to 30% less corn in the fields right now because of the weather.
I think it's much more serious than a lot of people realize, the implications of this late planting, this wet weather, how it's going to impact the farmers and the agribusinesses that support them. And it's not just corn and beans, it's other forages as well.
Gross says the inability to plant because of wet fields combined with low prices and trade issues are having a big financial impact on farmers. A day after dismissing criminal charges against 8 people involved in the Flint water crisis, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says it's likely that new charges will be filed. She wouldn't say if former Governor Rick Snyder could be charged.
They will go after anyone and everyone who has criminal liability, but they will also, you know, make certain to exonerate those who are not criminally liable. So I don't know who they're going to end up charging.
Nessel said the new prosecution team looking into the Flint water crisis has about 20 times as much information and millions of documents that have never been reviewed. Toll roads could be getting another look in Michigan. State Representative Ann Bolin, a Brighton Republican, got an amendment included in the Michigan Department of Transportation budget yesterday requiring MDOT to study the possibility of toll roads.
Including what would it take, what are the federal guidelines, timeline, opportunities, and if it might be to an advantage to Michigan to help fix our roads.
Michigan is one of just 15 states without toll roads, but the idea was considered in the 1950s for what later became I-75 and I-94. Bolin says it's an option that needs to be examined again to try to raise more money to fix the roads. And Whirlpool and the Bike Michiana Coalition have donated some mountain bikes to the Berrien County Parks Department to be used at Love Creek County Park. The 8 adult and 6 child-sized mountain bikes will be available for the public to rent at the Berrien Center Park. The adult bikes will be $10 an hour, while the child bikes will come complimentary with the adult bikes. Love Creek County Park naturalist Derek Pelk says the donations create a new recreational opportunity for park visitors. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
This is Mike Weibel with Hilliard Lyons bringing you the market update. Closing stock prices of local interest for Friday, June 14th. Stocks finished slightly lower Friday amid concerns about the impact of the China-U.S. trade relations. The Dow was 26,089, down just 17 points. NASDAQ was 7,796, down just 40 points. And the S&P 500 was 2,886, down just 4.6 points. Apple was $192.74, down $1.41. Verizon was $58.28, up 66 cents. Fifth Third Bank was $27.39, up 18 cents. And Whirlpool was up 60 cents to close at $135.68. Everything we are, do, and hope to achieve at R.W. Baird is defined by a straightforward message: to provide the best financial advice and service for our clients. For more information on the Hilliard to Baird conversion, go to HilliardToBaird.com or give us a call at 93-7500. And from all of us at Hilliard Lyons and R.W. Baird, wishing you a safe and wonderful June summer weekend.
WSJM News Now continues. U.S. officials are blaming Iran for the attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. One of the vessels, a Japanese-owned tanker, was attacked twice, forcing crew members to evacuate. ABC's Elizabeth McLaughlin reports at the Pentagon and tells us she's learned about U.S. response to the incident.
These targets have not been American. Will the U.S. send more assets to the region? That's what we're going to find out, and whether the administration really wants to do more here. The U.S. has had a very strong economic sanctions on Iran, has been working on maximum pressure to try to move Tehran to the negotiating table. The Iranian leadership has said they're not interested in sitting down with President Trump. He still seems open to that idea. So will more sanctions push them to the table?
Meanwhile, the British government says it agrees with the U.S. conclusion that Iran attacked those two tankers. The Foreign Office says in a statement its own assessment concluded, quote, "It is almost certain that a branch of the Iranian military, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, attacked the tankers." It said it also believes Iran was behind an attack last month on four tankers near the United Arab Emirates port. Sarah Sanders announced yesterday that she's stepping down as the White House press secretary. Now many are wondering what's next for her. ABC's Karen Travers reports from the White House.
There's a lot of buzz about potentially a political future for Sarah Sanders. She hasn't said that specifically. The president said it for her. He thinks she'd be a great governor of Arkansas. Now the question is, who would replace Sarah Sanders if anybody does? She hasn't had a briefing now in 95 days. So there isn't a traditional press secretary here doing those traditional briefings. Perhaps the president brings somebody on to fill that role who's more like what Sarah's been doing and acting as an advisor and a counselor to the president.
President Trump appears to be walking back his comments earlier this week that he might not contact law enforcement if a foreign power offered him dirt about a political opponent. In a Fox and Friends interview, Trump said today that he would look at the information in order to determine whether or not it was incorrect, but he added that, quote, "of course," he would give it to the FBI, report it to the Attorney General. They've announced the lineups for the first Democratic presidential debates at the end of June. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
There are too many names to list with 20 candidates, now divided into two random groups. Top polling candidate Elizabeth Warren will face off against Cory Booker, Beto O'Rourke, Amy Klobuchar, and a number of lower polling candidates on June 26th. The second night, the 27th, will have three of the top polling candidates, including Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris.
ABC's Andy Field. Migrant advocates say the case of a premature baby found with her teen mother at the Texas Border Patrol facility highlights poor conditions for immigrants detained after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. The mother is a 17-year-old from Guatemala who gave birth in Mexico in May and then crossed the border in June. She was in a wheelchair in extreme pain when advocates found her this week at the facility in McAllen. The baby was described as minuscule, and advocates say she should have been hospitalized. The governor of New York has signed a measure to end the religious exemption for vaccines. ABC's Aaron Katursky tells us it comes amid a measles resurgence.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said public health outweighs both religious concerns and skepticism from anti-vaxxers. He signed legislation to eliminate the religious exemptions for immunizations. Cuomo said he was confident the measure would survive promised legal challenges. New York joined California, Arizona, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Maine on the list of states that do not allow vaccine exemptions on religious grounds. Measles has spread in ultra-Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods in and around New York City.
A family spokesperson says an infant boy who was cut from a Chicago woman's womb with a butcher knife has died at a hospital where he had been in grave condition since the attack in April that killed his mother. The infant died early today at Christ Medical Center in suburban Oak Lawn from a severe brain injury. The baby had been on life support since being brought to the hospital on April 23rd, and police say two women charged with killing his mom are also likely to face murder charges in his death. A young shark attack victim says sharks are still good people, but as ABC's Pete Combs reports, one of those good sharks almost killed her.
Paige Winter was swimming with her dad and some friends at Fort Macon Beach in North Carolina when the 17-year-old girl suddenly disappeared underwater. To his horror, her father, Charlie Winter, saw her being dragged away from him by a huge shark.
I was hitting it, and I hit it with everything I could, and it let go.
Moments later, Charlie pulled Paige out of the water, and then there was a call to 911.
She's in bad, bad, bad shape.
Now, less than 2 weeks later, Paige says in a video from her hospital bed,
I think I could transform this into something good for me and good for sharks.
Pete Combs, ABC News.
And a couple of familiar franchises will be in theaters this weekend. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
We may have a problem.
Men in Black International will likely top the box office, but it's not looking at an out-of-this-world debut. Tracking somewhere in the $30 to $40 million range, easily the lowest opening for an MIB movie, though this is the first one not to feature Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones. The other familiar face, Shaft, with three generations of Shaft, including Samuel L. Jackson, Shaft looking at $15 to $20 million, and the Mindy Kaling, Emma Thompson comedy Late Night expands into theaters nationwide. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman. Eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXSign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.